USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A federal judge on Wednesday uses the Americans with Disabilities Act to overturn Texas Governor Republican Greg Abbott's executive order banning mask mandates in Texas schools. U.S. District Court Judge Lee Yeckel barred Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton from enforcing Abbott's order. Kyle Rittenhouse testified Wednesday he was under attack when he killed two men and wounded a third with his rifle during a chaotic night of protest in Kenosha, saying, "I didn't do anything wrong, I defended myself." The judge in the case is considering a motion for a mistrial as the prosecutor has been making major mistakes in his cross-examination of Rittenhouse. NASA says the moon's surface has enough oxygen to keep billions of people alive for 100,000 years. They say there's actually plenty of oxygen on the moon. It's trapped inside layers of rock and fine dust that covers the moon's surface. We just need to learn how to harness life's precious ingredient. USA Radio News.
COVID is spiking again, and it's just not clear how to keep your family safe. Fever is the leading symptom of COVID, and the only way to reliably detect it is with an accurate thermometer. Be vigilant and be accurate with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, whose accuracy has been proven in more than 100 clinical studies. Don't rely on non-contact thermometers. They are proven to be inaccurate and will not reliably detect a fever that might mean COVID. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at AVMA.org.
As inflation is slamming American wallets coast to coast, the 6.2% level reported Wednesday was the highest jump in inflation in 30 years. No one is really sure how much higher it will be to heat your home this winter, but it definitely will cost you more this year when compared to the winter months last year.
Home heating prices are set to rise by as much as 54% for some households. That's according to the annual Winter Fuel Book Outlook released earlier this month from the Energy Information Administration. President Biden is calling on the oil and gas industry to increase production to meet demand, which is welcome news to Melissa Verna, who tells ABC's Good Morning America. America, the price hikes are certainly going to affect her and her home business.
I am nervous about my bill. I run a small business out of my house, and I also work full-time remote, so the cost of any bill going up is alarming.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
We are USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As more states are taking a stand against President Biden's vaccine mandate that is costing Americans their job, Republican Governor Ron DeSantis from Florida tells Fox News a special session is being called next week in the Sunshine State to make plans on fighting the mandate.
We are going to have a special session next week. We're going to do a number of things. One, no Floridian is going to be able to be fired over these jabs. We want people to be able to keep their jobs and not be thrown out of work. We're providing protection. We're also going to ban any type of mandates for vaccines for school children. That's a parent's decision. That is not something that is going to be forced on children. And then, of course, we are fighting back against Biden's unconstitutional OSHA rule. We're in court in the 11th Circuit. The 5th Circuit's already ruled. I think the 11th's going to be positive as well. And so we're fighting him on all fronts. I think it's just pure politics. I think he obviously likes to attack Florida. And part of it is people in his administration have not really talked about this at all. I think they think if people know there's a treatment, it may mean some people won't get vaccines. The majority of the people that are getting these treatments in Florida are vaccinated. These are folks that have been vaccinated and then still get infected. And of course, this disproportionately affects elderly people in Florida. So having this treatment is absolutely the right thing to do. I hope that the northern states, as we see it rise in the north now and probably will throughout the winter, I hope that they will use it.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.